Are we ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Good.
I'm here. Okay. I'm in. I'm set.
I have a system. You need to leave my system
You don't
alone.
Have a system.
I have a system. No. This is my system.
That's not
don't
a system.
Don't mess with my system.
A system that does not make. That is what you call a mess.
It's a pile.
I won't call it what
it's
I think
not
it
a mess.
Is.
It's a pile.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a difference between a mess and a pile.
It's a mess.
That
is a messy pile.
It is not a messy pile. It's all self-contained
you know
in
what?
A box.
Just because it's in an inbox doesn't mean that it's not a mess. You don't
not
even know
mess.
What's there.
I do know what's there.
Do you know I've gone through it?
You've gone through it?
Yeah, I've gone through it. And I pick it up and I'm like, what is this? I don't know.
Well, it's because people put
and
stuff
I look
in
at
my
the date.
Inbox.
I look at the date for like, you know, like Lion and Lamb Ministries and stuff that send you, you know, things to send them money. It's like from 2006.
It's because I had any money to send them.
Well, then throw it away.
No, it's in my to-do list. It's on my box. It's in my box for a reason.
You know what? That is a person who's in denial.
No, I'm procrastinating. I'm not in denial.
No, you're in denial. You are in denial that is a mess.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Brad did.
I did. You know why? Because you're not supposed to be in the house. Pee on your carpet.
The party was nice, the party was pumping. Hey-ya, and everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. E-P-I-O. And the girls respond to the call. I have a pool and shout out. Who let the dogs out?
All right. So,
who let the dogs out?
Why am I playing Who Let the Dogs Out?
I don't know. Why are you playing it?
You don't know why. You don't know why?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I didn't discuss this before I started the show?
No. I have no idea.
So you don't know what we're doing today?
No, I have no idea. I know what I'm doing. I have my run sheet right here. But I've shared mine with yours, but you have not shared yours with mine. With me. Whatever. You know what I mean?
This is true. I have not. And I'm very sorry for that.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
So why are we letting the dogs out other than the fact that they're not supposed to be in the house?
You will see after we start the show. I will tell you. We do with everybody else since I didn't tell you prior.
I'm being shut out, people.
What happened
shutting
there?
Shutting me out. He's shutting, slowly taking over. He's taking control of the whole thing. Can you hear him?
Whoa. Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got a two blind squirrel.
Hey, why does your controller over there say mommy now?
Did Helen do that?
Brand music, mommy is on top of faith. where it used to say Chaz. Now it says mommy, but it's...
Did Helen do that?
It's huge, I guess.
Instead of mom, it has to be mommy.
Well, instead of Chaz, it's...
Well, that's why
mommy.
Yours doesn't say daddy, because there's not enough room to put daddy over your name.
I see. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning, radio on demand, it's all right.
Did I explain what I was talking about right there?
No.
The people just...
We still have no idea.
The mixer.
Well, we do know that you're trying to take control of the show. You've like edged Charlie out, edged him out, and now it's going to be me, and you're going to try to do the show all by yourself, but nobody's going to listen because it won't be funny if nobody laughs at you.
This is true. Me doing the show by myself would be a very sad show. Speaking of that,
are you going to tell us about the dogs?
No, the mixer has got little. The mixer has little knobs on the volumes.
Right.
And so there used to be Brad, and then there was Chaz, and then a couple down was the music.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took, and then I had them labeled, and then she relabeled it mommy.
With my label maker, which is what you should use for your chaotic inbox over here.
This is true. Helen says there's no more
I know she
labels.
Used it all up because she's label happy. I think she's related to me. I have to get some more tape.
So on today's show, we're going to do the worst songs ever without using any derogatory...
That's not the worst song ever.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Don't get into the middle of the discussion right in the middle of the intro song. It's not the time.
Yeah,
now's the time.
You are presenting that is the worst, one of the worst songs ever.
Yes, it was one of the worst songs ever on the list.
Whose list?
On the forum.
The forums? Everybody voted?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, now this is from the official list, AOL. AOL did a survey of all
the worst songs ever.
Worst songs ever, and that got number one.
Who let the dogs out? Got number one.
You keep asking that question.
Seriously?
I don't know who did it.
They got number one for the worst song ever? Have they not heard any of the other songs ever been written?
Well,
did they not listen to...
Well, I don't know. It got number one. I guess because people got so sick of hearing it that they just didn't want to... I just didn't want to hear it anymore. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. This got number two. This was number two on our list. Yep. You think this doesn't belong on the worst songs list? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think this is what it's telling us is that it's just songs people are sick of. Not that the worst song ever. Everybody who ever listened, who was in school during this, loved this song. I loved this song.
It's still not
collaborate
good.
And listen. I still know all the words. I'm just saying. We all liked the song. So just because you're sick of the song doesn't mean that it's a terrible song. It just means you're sick of it.
He's just so cocky.
Dance. You know why everybody doesn't like it? Because he lied and said he was like some bad, you know. See, you know what? Now I was gonna say bad mofo, like something. But now I can't say that.
You can.
This whole censoring business has got me all.
Well, speaking of censoring business, we're gonna play this song, but because it's on the list, but
he really wasn't.
I don't approve.
He was just a nice white boy in a suburb.
Oh yeah. So he wasn't nice.
Well. Okay. I'll give you that. What is it? I don't even know what the song is.
You will when it starts.
Stevie! No?
Stevie?
Is this not him?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's Ricky.
Ricky, I'm sure that's what I meant. I'm sorry. Just on a pure principle. Ricky Martin cannot have any songs on the bad list. Just for pure, somebody that good looking cannot be on that list. Just for pure principle. I'm saying.
The name of the song is She Bangs.
I don't care what the name of the song is.
I think a lot of people do.
Doesn't have to be derogatory.
Seriously? The name of the song?
Okay. Still, it's Ricky Martin. He's cute.
Now, he's talking about dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
Because evidently English is a second language to him. He doesn't understand that she bangs may be offensive to a lot of parents.
He's Hispanic. Their culture's different than ours.
Whose kids are listening to this song?
His culture's different than
ours. That one belongs on the list. I'm sorry.
Remember when Reese? Remember that song that the Destiny's Child did about they had in their pockets. Remember they were go out to the bar, and their pockets were full. But she misunderstood what they were saying. They were just talking about that they had a lot of money, and she was misunderstanding what they were saying and thought it was derogatory. And then Stephanie had to explain to her what it actually meant. Mom, that's not that. Ew. Yeah. You're so nasty. See?
But I'm not sure Stephanie knew the real definition. I think she was just saying that so her mom would let her listen to the song.
She probably... Okay, this belongs there.
I'm woman, hear me roar.
Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again.
Yeah, she's still single. So anyway, this is the best one ever. Though I gotta put this one on the list. No, there's actually I gotta go over all of them. So we're just going to be here.
We're going to be here a while.
That was a little before our time. That's an old one. That's really the only one.
Everybody knows it. So all the bad songs were written since we've been around? Is that what they're going to say?
No, and it's just the only one that made the list that
was older.
That was that old. Yeah.
Even that old. That was like from the late 60s, wasn't it? 70s?
Was it? Still, that's old. I mean, that's old enough. I just think that the people taking the test, the survey, were probably not old enough to remember that many old songs.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
So that's probably...
Have you seen the commercials for McEnroe, where he does the Fiber One cereal commercials?
Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for
no, I haven't seen that.
Love's going to leave.
What is it?
You have to pause this.
Oh, you can't think and listen at the same time?
No, but I don't want to go over that. It's such a good song. I don't want to talk over his mesh shirt. It's very sexy. I don't want to be distracted by his sexiness.
Luke posted that he's too sexy for this thread.
That's funny. I love Luke. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, John McEnroe. He's on these Fiber One commercials, you know? And it's hysterical, you know, because so he's like 1,000 years old now. And he looks like he's got gray hair, but he's still really fit and plays. You can tell he still plays tennis. And he does commentary and stuff now. Yeah.
In his wheelchair, he plays tennis.
So like, the joke in all the commercials is that nobody knows him as being a tennis player. They just know him as being the Fiber One spokesperson. Will you sign my shirt for you, the Fiber One spokesperson? And they're like, hey, man. He had his tennis racket over his arm. Oh, man, do you play? You play? And he's like, oh, you know. That's pretty funny. I'm sorry.
What does that got to do with music?
I don't know.
How did you get to John McEnroe?
I don't know. It was funny.
How'd you get to John McEnroe from... Too sexy for my shirt.
Who knows? Sexy, oh, because people, the whole point was because the people who took this survey didn't know about old songs. So, like, all these people are young who see him, and so they don't know him as being this awesome tennis player who threw his racket on the ground and threw tantrums. That's how we know.
So, do you think this song's that bad?
I think it's funny. I don't think it belongs on this list. I think it's pretty funny. The way
I'm
disco dancing.
Know what I mean? I'm gonna do my turn on the catwalk.
It's introspective. I mean, it's. I mean, it is. It's a funny song, but it's making fun of models.
I mean, they're not being. They're making
fun of themselves in the video.
They're not being serious. They don't really think they're too sexy for anything.
And they're
just being funny.
And they're being for themselves in the video.
So that can't be a bad thing, because only if they took it seriously would it be.
I just don't.
The worst song. See?
I just don't.
They don't ask. These people need to ask us.
That's really one of the ones that I would not seriously put on the list. This is another one. It probably deserves to be on the list, but I wouldn't put it there. Just because I like it. It's from a time.
It?
Yeah. It's from a time in my my history where I was into kind of novelty songs.
Ebony and ivory. Together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we?
Why don't we what?
Live together in harmony.
Okay.
Did you miss that part? Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah, I got it. Together. I got it. Shut up. I love that song.
I do too.
Love that song.
It's good, and it's got a Paul McCartney.
It's got Paul McCartney that I like.
It's got a Paul McCartney.
I mean, I like all of his songs, actually, Tim. I like all of his songs.
Paul McCartney.
Doesn't mean that they're great songs. It just means they're catchy.
Live and Let Die is the only one.
Seriously. I wanna hold your hand.
No. They're all great.
That's not catchy.
Yeah, they're all catchy.
This song can't be on this. What is the matter with these people? These are fun dance songs.
This is not a fun dance song. This is a beating. It's a beating.
Okay, it is annoying. It would be on my list.
It's a beating to watch people do.
I never knew it.
It's a beating to
I never learned it.
What's hard?
I just never did it. Because it was dumb.
It's the simplest song in the world. It is.
It's not hard. It's not hard. It's just that I never did it because it's dumb. But the song is catchy.
And they're like two old guys from like Venezuela.
I know.
Like 60-year-old Venezuelan guys.
Yay them! They achieved the American dream, or the Venezuelan dream. Whatever.
I would be worried if my name was Dicarino. Good. So, anyway, this song is on the list. Because here's the thing.
Right.
You're at the club, right? They play the song. Your girl that you're with and
is
all the
others. Is this worse than Tootsie Roll?
And all the others there go, and they all run out to the dance floor and they're dragging you out there. Now, you either, A, got to be a butthead and not do the dance
Mike.
And go, I'm just too, I just have a little too much class to do this, you know? I mean, or I just have a little too much self-dignity to actually lower myself to doing the Macarena, which you come off as a butthead. You come off as hoity-toity and not really out to have a good time, and you end up looking like a schmuck over there on the side of the, go back and sitting at your seat. So you either got to do that, or you have to do the stupid dance, which is even, which may be worse.
Is this song worse than the Tootsie Roll?
I don't know. What's the Tootsie Roll?
Oh, you don't remember it? You'll have to go find it.
What's Tootsie Roll?
Have to hear it.
Tootsie Roll.
Christy drugged me out to dance to that song many times.
It's the same as the song as the Tootsie Roll?
Or? I think so. Or Tootsie Roll. Or it's a dance.
Tootsie Roll. Is it like a rap kind of song?
And you know Christy.
Like a newer rap kind of song?
Well, it came out in the early 90s.
Okay, this must be it then.
It was college dance music.
See if this is it.
Yeah.
This is
That's it? Have you not heard this? Oh my word, she listen. So I go back to visit. I'm in college and I go home to visit. And and Christy and Kelly.
Your and friends from high school.
Jenny and Mike, we all go to this place. And she drags me on the stage of the club.
Yeah.
And Kelly and Christy drag me up there.
Yeah.
To do this dance, which I'd never even heard the song before. They dragged me up there in front of the whole club.
Uh-huh.
It was humiliating. But I did it. It was fun. I mean, we had fun, but it was humiliating. And it was ridiculous.
It is kind of ridiculous.
I told you. So what's worse?
The Tootsie Roll. Oh, the Margarita is way worse.
To the front, to the back.
What's the new one? What's the newest one?
The newest dance song?
Yeah, that electric, what's it called?
Electric Slide?
No. It's really fun. It's from the, remember it's from the McDonald's commercial. It's not from the McDonald's commercial, but I know it from the McDonald's commercial.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
One time, two time.
Oh, what's I don't know.
Oh, well, it's the same kind of thing. Same kind of thing. Anyway, we're getting a little off track here. Let's go back to the list. Oh, yes. This is one of my favorites. Oh, I can't wait to play this one. This is going to be so great. I'm just excited to hear
it. Well, then play it.
I'm working on it. Working on it because I can't wait to see you do the thing that you always do when you hear this song.
Oh, come on. I had to be Celine.
You had to be Celine. Oh, yes. You don't look dorky enough, though.
It's just an imitation of her,
she
darling.
She is. She's like the... What was that guy? Joe Cocker. She's the Joe Cocker. She's the female Joe Cocker. Because she may be retarded. We're not really sure. And Joe Cocker had issues, too.
But boy, that woman could sing.
Yeah, and so could Joe. Joe could sing. You know, he could sing. He's like,
Fred, help for my friend.
You know, I mean, he does need a little help. He looks like he needs a little help. I mean, he really sold
so
the song.
She. When this song came out, Brad used to, we had a friend who loved this song. And he used to just, he'd go near, far,
hot, cold. It's like the Sesame Street song, right?
He would make fun of it, make up all these, you know, opposites. And he'd do it. And she'd be like, shut up. It's a good song.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
It's a good song. She'd be crying.
She saw that movie like 20 times.
She'd be in his truck. It's so sad. Don't let him go. Don't let him sink. He'll freeze.
Yeah, it's like, how many times do you
know
have
what?
To...
Like, he couldn't live on the... Okay, stop a minute. Jeez. He couldn't live on the door. He couldn't have, like... They couldn't have both floated on the door. That is so
Don't
dumb.
Don't go there with me. You know I think that was dumb.
It was so much. She had to let him go. Seriously.
Yeah.
She could have, like, pulled him up. They could have found another door floating around. There was all kinds of other stuff floating
Lots
around.
Lots of stuff floating around. I mean, it looks pretty simple and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was pretty dumb movie. And I mean, I liked the movie up until that point. And then when she threw the necklace in the old water, that was dumb too.
What is the matter with you, woman?
Here we go. This is one of the edited version is one of Helen's favorite songs.
In the edited version, yes. In the Bobby
world. Life in plastic. I know. She actually made me take the song off her MP3
today. She got
today.
Sick of it.
She finally got sick of it.
Yep.
I had edited this song with only like the cute parts, and that's not easy to do.
No, because that's just basically the chorus over and over and over again. It's fantastic. Because it's very suggestive. See? Imagination, life is your creation. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Barbie. Huh? Huh? You know how many times I've heard this song?
A million.
Brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
So, yeah. Make
it tight, I'm your dolly. You're my doll, rock and roll. Feel the glamour and pink. Kiss me here, touch me there. Hanky panky.
So that part got
that
edited out.
That was edited out. There's no kissing. There's no hanky panky.
Touching me.
No.
No. So, there you go.
Daddy, what's that mean?
No, yeah, that was... Oh, no, I forgot this one. And this one I also don't think belongs on the list, simply because this may be a classic. I'm not sure. You have to judge. You be the judge, Faith, because maybe I'm not the best one to actually judge this song, because I kind of think that it's a classic from our era.
Okay.
From our era.
Hit me.
Error.
Hit me.
Or era.
Era.
Okay.
What? And the winner, and the winner, what? The winner is MC
Hammer.
Hammer.
What is this? Is this the song?
It must be live.
There you go.
You gotta be kidding me. There Can't goes. Touch this. Come on, oh, everybody together now. Ready?
Can't touch this.
Everybody do the dance.
Woo!
My
so hard makes me think.
Oh my lord.
Thank you. Pressing me. Can't go that fast. You can't touch.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Fresh new kicks and pants. You got it like that. Now you know you want.
You doing it?
His
come on, come on, John, sing along. Come on, John, sing
huge.
Along. John's gonna be in his car dancing.
The crotch of his pants is like at his knees.
No,
and he was still doing the dance. I mean,
it's
he
hysterical.
Was dancing.
I love that song.
Dancing.
Me too. Whew.
That's a good song.
That's tired.
He talks about the Lord in there. He thanks the Lord for the blessing. It's all clean lyrics. What's the issue? I like that song. That's a good song.
That's a good
doesn't go on the list.
Nope.
It's off the list. Yep. I'm taking it off the list.
Off.
That's all
Officially
10.
Off.
That's all 10 that were on the AOL. Now, you want to hear the ones that got added?
From the forum?
Yeah.
Oh,
from people?
Boy. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's try this one. I don't even remember this one because that's kind of who I am. Because this was sort of not on my radar, but we'll pull it up just to see what happens. Yep, there it is. Okay. Yeah, if it's there, it's there. This is from Jen Avila.
This is on her list.
Yes.
Okay, Eddie. This one's for you.
I forgot about this song.
Man, they were pretty, and they could dance, too. It's amazing they were so talented. Whatever happened to them? They could dance, and they were good-looking and healthy and clean. And they were, you know, very musically talented, obviously.
Apparently they couldn't sing.
Baby, don't be shy when you're holding my hand, because as time goes by, you got to understand it's you.
I had this tape.
What's sad is that they're not singing opera here.
No, it's not like...
It's like they couldn't get that out?
Yeah, exactly.
They couldn't get that out?
Right. Well, one of them could sing. Oh, the one who's still alive.
For those of you who don't know, this is Milli Vanilli.
The one who's still alive.
Yes.
He actually could sing. The one who couldn't committed suicide.
Ah.
Or was it suicide or something? Yeah, something like that. Accidental suicide or something. Call me anytime. I'll be there for you. Yeah, I'll give her that. This really was not a good song.
Pretty bad. The next one.
As long as you don't put Blame It on the Rain on there, I'm good. Blame It on the Rain. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter who sings it. It's still good.
That's right.
This one.
Genesis? Is from, seriously.
This is from
Genesis?
This is from DG.
You're going to put... I don't even know what to say.
I know.
What is the matter, DG? I am, you know what? Hold your hand out right now. I am slapping your hand.
Ow.
That hurt my hand. It should hurt yours. I can't believe you put Genesis on the list. What is the matter with you? You can't put Phil Collins on a bad song list. It's not right.
It isn't right.
Even though you weren't born when this song came out, you still can't put it on the list. I love this song.
This is a good song. But there you go. We have to wait for the drum solo.
Yep, here it comes. Anybody who can play the drums and sing at the same time?
I don't know that he actually did, but
that's you mean the when point. They recorded?
Right.
Well, he did in concert.
Sure.
Well, so that means he can.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you. You're looking for a fight. You came to the wrong place,
and
woman.
This was a vinyl record. Had the vinyl record of that one.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing. I mean, that really is amazing. I have very few vinyl records myself. I had Barry Manilow.
Well, who gave you that?
Okay, here comes my list.
Okay.
This is the ones I.
You didn't even give me a heads up. I don't get to make a list.
Sorry. You should. You've had all this time to think.
Seriously.
Horrible. Horrible song. There's carp swimming in the video. This is horrible. This has got to go. She's looking at me like I just killed her puppy. With
only a dream. This is Dirty Dancing, is it not?
Yeah.
Oh.
The worst song on Dirty Dancing, too.
Living without her, I go insane.
Now, I'm not saying Patrick Swayze can't sing. He can sing.
And dance, for that matter.
Could.
Can still dance.
I'm sure he still can. I'm not saying he can't sing. I don't think this is a horrible job of singing.
And he could be a tough guy.
It's just
too.
A horrible song. This isn't horrible singers. This is horrible songs. So. That's just my opinion.
It's too nostalgic for me. I can't do it.
You can't put it on the list.
I still have that tape. It's in my special keepsake tape box.
Sorry. I apologize.
It still has scotch tape on it that says Faith Guywitz.
I'm sorry. This is the next one on my list. I'm so sick of this song. I'm so sick of people singing this song to me.
You can't put a song on the list just because you're sick of it.
I am so sick of people making fun of this song.
I have already established you can't put a song on the list just because you're sick of it. That doesn't make a bad song. That doesn't make. Just because you're sick of it doesn't mean it's a bad song.
It is a bad song.
No, it's not.
That's why people make fun of it. That's why I'm sick of it because it's a bad song.
Gracie.
I was sick of this song the very first time I heard it. That's how bad a song it is. It's poor lyrics. It's musically vacant of anything resembling a rhythm or beat.
Young Guns.
It's self-important.
Young Guns. It was a good movie. Was this the second Young Guns? Are there two or three of them? How many movies were there?
He's saying he's so popular that he's wanted dead or alive.
It's about the movie.
No, it's not. It's about him. They made it into the movie.
Whatever.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride.
Okay.
He made it by himself.
Okay. Did they do two or three movies?
Young Guns, uh-huh. Two.
Just two?
Yeah, that yeah.
Okay.
I know of.
I couldn't remember. We need to watch this again.
No, we don't.
We have those.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Do I have to listen to the song?
It's only at the end when they run the credits, right? It's not like during the movie. It doesn't really go with the whole time era thing. Running around with iPods, riding their horses.
Hello? Next one on my list.
Hit it,
CC. Still don't recognize it, do you? It's horrible. It's bad. You know I never seen you look so good. Now do you recognize it?
Yeah.
It's Poison. Poison. They named their band Poison.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even cool in a dark way. Like Megadeth or Metallica.
They don't really sing that well either. Should we go into all that too?
Yeah, they were the last of the hair bands. Just bad. He did have a cool Harley. He had a Harley painted like a taxi cab with a little checkers.
Yeah, is that on like an album cover or something?
No, I guess it was his bike. It was in one of their videos.
Okay.
He was riding
it. Make it stop. Okay. Is that all you got?
No. The one that actually got the most argument from Genevieve did not appreciate me putting this one on the list, but to me, I don't even want to play it now, just so that you, because I don't want you. I don't even want to play it now, just so that you can hear it. See, I gotta find it. Oh my goodness, there's a lot going on here.
So, are these all your choices or other people's choices?
No, these last few are mine.
Okay. Can't believe DG put Genesis on the list. Just because you're famous in New Zealand and all, and I like the what do they call that guy? Like the stunt guy on the radio shows, what they call him?
Yeah, I guess.
He's the stunt guy, and now he's all famous, you know, because everybody's gonna know who he is and everything. You did a really good job, by the way. We listened and it was funny.
What?
To his show.
Oh yes, DJ, yes.
Yes. However, you have to take Genesis back. Do you hear me? You have to take it back.
I don't think he will, and I'm not taking back this one. I don't care what anybody says.
You gonna play it?
Yeah, it's playing. It's gonna take a second to get going, I guess. I guess. I don't know. Still waiting for it to start. Here we go. This song made me... I mean, I just wanted to rip the stereo out and throw
even
it away.
Even then?
Yes, especially... Yes, then. It's so...
It's annoying.
Oh, the beat is annoying. The music is messed up and gargled. His voice is dark and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics are bad. And it's this kind of, it's not really whiny like they do today. It's more of a moaning kind of song. And then it's arrogant. It's like a vampire song. I don't like it. says me.
Okay, says you.
Okay.
I can't believe you don't have anything from Green Day on there.
Nah, I didn't. Wasn't bad enough to make the list. Wasn't even bad enough to make the list.
What else you got?
You're not going to like the next one. You're not going to like that I put it on the list.
I knew this is what was going to be on there. I knew we were not going to make it through this list without that song on this list. I knew it. And now I'm going to tell you, I don't think this is the best song in the world, but it's fun.
Okay. Sorry.
You get into my car. Who, me?
It's you.
Get into my car.
Larry says there's nothing musically wrong with I Am Woman, Ebony and Ivory, or the Macarena.
Can we turn this up, please? This is a fun song. Is this fun driving? This reminds me of high school driving in my car with my friends. That's not turning it up.
That's as loud as it's going to get, and that's about all the song is.
Turn it up, please, lady.
I'm sorry, it's copyrighted. We can't play any more than that.
Oh.
One more song and we're done. For everybody who's hung on through 36 minutes of this show, one more song and we're done. This is it. This is the climax of the show. And by the way, it has a cuss word in it, but it's really not cussing. I'll explain that in a minute.
But I get up again. This is not, no. It's very catchy.
I have no problem with the song.
It's a drinking song.
I have no problem with the song.
Who put it on here?
Jen Avila. Yes.
That's drinking the night away, people.
Yes, that's what it means. That's what they're talking about. It's just a different culture. Get over it.
She takes a vodka drink. Side a drink. Have the good times. She sings songs that remind him of the better times. Sarah, that I still know it.
But I get up again, never gonna keep me down.
Okay, yeah, it's a little repetitive.
Yeah, I'll give him that. I was getting tired of hearing myself sing it.
All right, so there you go. The worst songs ever.
In their opinion.
Sure, if you have a worst song ever, you can send it to us. Maybe we'll do a Worst Songs Ever Part 2 one day if we get enough of the songs. Maybe we'll have a few less than we did this time because this has taken a while.
I probably won't agree with you, but you can send them in.
If you need your own personal Jesus, guess what? You got one. His name is Jesus. That's it. That's all you need to know.
And he came to earth.
He was God's son.
Died for your sins.
Died for your sins. All you gotta do is accept that. And then you can have your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, just like the song says. If you'd like to talk to me more about that, please feel free to give me a holler at bradmc@mylifeministries.org or faithhelen20@yahoo.com if you'd like to talk to Miss Faith.
Seriously?
Yes.
You just gave out my email address.
Sure. You don't want to talk to people who want to come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior?
I would love to talk to them, but do you have to give out my email address to do it?
No. No. You just have your phone number?
No.
You're not sending a signal that you really want to talk to people.
Well, you don't give them your main email address.
I do too. That email address comes to my phone and comes to my, all my accounts go into one place and then it also gets sent to my phone.
Okay.
So if you had more than one email address, I would be more than willing to give them that. But no, you won't get off Yahoo.
Because it works. for me, just fine. I've had the same. We've had this conversation. Do we really want to have it again?
I hate your
inbox. Had the same email address for 10 years. I don't want another one. But it's actually been more than 10 years
your
now.
Your inbox is full of Victoria's Secrets coupons.
I know. I use them. I use the Newport News coupons and the Gap coupons. And I use the Children's Place coupons and the Gymboree coupons. That doesn't matter what email I'd have. I'd still get them.
True. This is true. Say, vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios, everybody. Oh, wait. What, Tim?
I'm not going to say a word here.
He's not going to say a word here. That's it. I got to come up with a new ending for the show.
You have no music? What happened to the music?
Well, because I want it to be personal. I don't want to play,
but you need to have music. Yeah, where's the outro music?
Well, the outro music has got the Roman road at the end of it, and
well,
we want it to be more personal.
Well, you can stop it before it gets there.
Well, it's too late now. I've already done it. Is now the best time to have this discussion?
Well, it would have. You want to talk to me about that since you didn't talk to me about what we were going to talk about on the show today?
You want to talk about what we're going to do on the show tomorrow?
That might be good. I don't think we should do that right now.
Oh.
I think maybe that we should say adios. We'll see you later.
Vales
it's been
deals.
Real.
All right, everybody. Y'all go do the Macarena. Talk to you tomorrow.